Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Father or Taskmaster, which is it? Through my work in this ministry, I have encountered many Christians who seem to live in fear of God's wrath. They far too often see God as a harsh taskmaster, ready to punish them for their every mistake. With each subsequent sin, they fear their salvation is in jeopardy. This seems to me to be a far cry from the relationship Jesus calls us to have with His Father. Jesus tells us that He is our brother, and God is Abba, Father. So who is God to you, a loving Father or taskmaster to be feared? I invite you to listen to more. Abba is the Aramaic word for Father. Jesus referred to His Father as Abba in Mark 14, verse 36. In Romans 8, verses 14 to 17, Paul tells us that we are children and heirs of God. In Galatians 4, verses 6 to 7, we read, quote, "As proof that you are children, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God." End quote. Despite having been clearly told by Jesus that God is our Abba Father and He is our brother, many people still fear God's wrath. Luke tries to calm this fear in chapter 11, verses 11 to 13, when he tells us, "What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" As Christians, we know God as Trinity. God is three persons in one God. Each person is God, yet each is distinct. Love is the foundation of the Trinity. Each person of the Trinity is in a full loving unity with the other persons. Love unites the Trinity. The Trinity is love. God, therefore, is love, and He loves us as His children. Our God is not a God who hates those who disobey Him. Our God does not hate us at one moment and love us at another according to our actions. As Christians, we believe in a God of unconditional love. Our actions and our sins do not cause God to love us less. God is also a God of justice. However, God's justice is so intertwined with His unconditional love that it challenges everything we understand about justice. God knew that we would sin even before we were born. God's unique form of justice is described in Romans 5, verse 8, when Paul states, "But God proves His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." We are therefore called to a loving and familial relationship with Abba Father. We are not called to a fear-based relationship with God. We need only repent and believe in Jesus. How do you as a Christian approach your relationship with God? Is God a taskmaster, ready to smite you every time you fall short of His commandments or every time you sin? Do you see His love for you as conditional? Does He love you when you are good and hate you when you are bad? So allow me to ask you again, who is God to you? A loving Father or taskmaster to be feared? Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I know You love me. I also know that I fall short of Your love far too often. Help me not to live in fear, but rather to trust in Your care for me. When I fall short, please correct me with fatherly kindness and patience. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember, to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.